So today, Natan Obed, who is the leader of and the president of the Inuit Tepehrik, the ITK, and a really, really smart guy, the Inuit Tepehrik Kanatami, representing Canada's Inuit nations. He said, Inuit are not mascots. Change the name of the Edmonton Eskimos. That's right. Change it. Done. We got to get rid of it. We are not emblems. We are not mascots. The word Eskimo, he argues, is not a term we use. It's a term from the colonial past. Many people used to use it. We get it. There were times when it was not seen as a derogatory term, but it is now. We don't want it. We're not your mascots. We're not your emblems. I've argued this, by the way, for a long time with the Washington Redskins. I've always said, don't use people and nations as mascots. I don't want to see the Brooklyn Jews. Oh, really? That's what? No, you don't do that. And then a picture of someone who looks Jewish, like the Chicago Blackhawks, love that team. They don't like that logo, many indigenous nations. Atlanta Braves. It goes on and on. The McGill Redmen, I remember. It didn't even start with any inference to indigenous Canadians, but it turned out it was. But then you've got people like Jordan Tutu, great athlete, who says, look, many people in the media have contacted me about my position around the controversy surrounding the name Edmonton Eskimos, which they're going to change. He said, look, it's not offensive to me, but it doesn't mean it's not offensive to everyone. Should they change it? Let me bring on someone who knows a lot about this. Eric Macromella, sports legal analyst for TSN and Forbes, host of the TSN radio show Offside, a syndicated radio show. He's also a lawyer and a partner at Gowlings. And I hate to say this, but he's also a very nice guy, which he's got it all. He's the full package, really. How you doing?
I also have great hair. I'm not a nice guy, and I take offense to that as a lawyer. If you characterize me as a nice guy, I can't pay my mortgage. I'm a bad man. I'm a very, very bad man, Evan.
You're a bad man with nice hair, though, which makes you a nice guy.
That's right.
What do you make of this? What do you make of this movement, not just the Edmonton Eskimos, but the Washington Redskins and other sports franchise to change the name? And the Eskimos are saying, well, you know, we've consulted people. We don't think we're going to change it.
You know, Evan, it's deeply unfortunate that it took watching George Floyd getting crushed to death before our very eyes to result in these names being reexamined. His death has been a transformational moment, not only for the U.S., but globally. And it is so profoundly shifted public sensibilities on racism and issues related to that, including police brutality, such that we're now looking at these names. Now, with the Redskins name, that's an easy one. That is a vicious slur.
Disgraceful.
And that name needs to change, and there's no doubt about that. And there's tremendous pressure on the owner of that team, Dan Snyder, to change the name. Most notably, government officials have said, hey, you still want that land where you want to build your new stadium at the old RFK Stadium site? Well, that's federally owned land. And if you want that land, you've got to change the name. And on top of that, you've had minority shareholders and sponsors that are walking away from the team. So in that instance, it's clear. But in the instance like the Eskimos, that's also problematic because these names, like the Indians and the Eskimos, they stem from and perpetuate a stereotype. The brave and bloodthirsty noble savage warrior dressed in loincloths and feathers, ready to scalp the enemy. Aboriginal people are not a one-dimensional mythological creature. They are a modern people with a proud history who occupy all walks of life. Factory workers, truckers, doctors, lawyers, teachers, writers, accountants, whatever. The use of a sports moniker team named after a race of people is dehumanizing. And by extension, what it does is it spawns behavior that is profoundly disrespectful. Fans who are misappropriating sacred symbols like a headdress, like Chiefs fans do, and converting them to costumes. The other thing I'll say is this, and you kind of alluded to at the top, is, you know, franchises obviously select names that they feel will honor their teams and not disgrace them. And the Redskins name was chosen in 1931 for that purpose. Now, at that time, it was offensive, but most other names are adopted to elevate a team and not to diminish it. But times change. The meaning attached to words is continually evolving, it is fluid, and it is flux. The connotation associated with a word 50 years ago is different than it is today. And Evan, words matter. You change words, you change thoughts, you change language, you change how people think. Now, I often cite, when you change the term same-sex marriage to marriage equality, for some people, not all, but for some, the light bulb goes on. You know, Martin Luther King, in his seminal speech, I Have a Dream, he used the word Negro 8 times. You wouldn't use that today. Again, because the meaning surrounding words evolve and change, and hopefully evolve and change for the better. Naming a team after a race of people fictionalizes those people to the point where it is deeply, deeply offensive.
It's really remarkable. By the way, sponsors now, like Bel Air Direct, the insurance company, they're saying, you know, out of the 13 big partners, change the name. Yes. Once the sponsors are on, there's no choice for these organizations. But a lot of people don't like it. And you saw Donald Trump tweeting it out. And a lot of people say, wait, it's not offensive. We celebrate this. Why is it suddenly racist? But as you just explained, once the sponsors turn on this and there's a new understanding as language change its meaning, that term is clearly offensive to, well, look, the leadership of the Inuit nation, Natan Obed, he's just said, this is offensive. Change it.
You know, as the original producer of Monday Night Football said, his name was Don Oldham, the late Don Oldham, yeah. Sort of paraphrasing him, Evan, he said, the answer to all your questions is money. Let's be clear. Dan Snyder is going to change the Redskins' name, and he will do so before the season. And I'm telling you, because I do trademarks for a living, clearing a new mark in such a short period of time is nearly an impossibility.
He's
not doing so because he's a good person, because we've seen in the past he's been resistant. And dogmatically resistant to change. He's doing it because he wants stadium land. He's doing it because he wants Amazon to sell his merchandise. He's doing it because he wants Nike and FedEx back on board. That's the only reason, you know. And I'll say this, what's at stake is not political correctness. It's whether owners and leagues and players and fans believe in upholding certain values that are at the heart and paramount to professional amateur sports. And those are honor and respect. These words matter. You don't name a team after a group of people. And people do say, well, you know, Eric, you got the Minnesota Vikings, my hapless Montreal Canadiens, the Fighting Irish. Those cases, though, are different. And I will acknowledge that these team names all fall on a spectrum, and it's case by case. You assess every name on its face. But with the Vikings and the Canadiens, the Fighting Irish, none of those are a race, none of those are a skin color, and none of them is an ethnic slur. And so you can distinguish those cases. The waters become muddied with the Atlanta Braves because the connotation is positive, but it's named after a group of people. You can probably do better.
What happens if someone says, like the Chicago Blackhawks, we are honoring the indigenous people. We are not mocking them. This is not Chief Wahoo of the Cleveland Indians.
And that's such a fair point, right? Because those are the arguments that are being made. When you look at these names, what the assessment is, it's not whether you what your intent is. It is the impact of the term.
This is very divisive. You think, Eric, that if you changed your logo, I get there's people that are committed to these old logos, and I understand these names and logos, but man, from a revenue side, you can turn this into a win. I remember when the Ottawa Rough Riders name was changed to the Red Blacks, and everyone went out, and I don't hear anybody say, oh, I missed the Ottawa Rough Riders. No, we embrace the Red Blacks, and it's a great name, and they seem to make a lot of money selling merch.
Yeah, you know, in some instances, that can be a real incentive to change the name, although the reaction to keeping it is as emotional as the fans who also side with owners in those instances. But in the case of the R word, I say it's the R word because it is a vicious slur. It is tantamount to the N word. In that case, Dan Snyder, his franchise valuation is about $5 billion. Every year, the team gets about $242 million off in national media deals. It covers their costs and then some. So from that standpoint, he can put his own emotional needs ahead of the bottom line. So for him, it's not that incentive. But, you know, in other instances, like the Edmonton team and the Eskimos name, which I've been shaking my head at for 10 years, as long as I've been doing offside, it's a name that really distills the people down to a single dimension. It's not flattering. It's somewhat offensive, and it paints these people that they're people of the past rather than a people with a past, and that's not the case.
Evan, I'm a VP, a vice principal at a school that made the 100% necessary, highly controversial decision to drop our name rebels, which was tied to the Confederate flag. It was tough on our community, but it was the right thing to do, says GDHS in Halton. Evan, I'm just curious, what do you think about Indian motorcycles? Is that name okay, or should I feel awkward about riding one? You know, first of all, I love those motorcycles. so, yeah, listen, I'm not the guy to ask about that, you know? And this is the one thing that I think, you know, we all have opinions, and I get it. You know, you got to ask Indigenous leaders about that. You know, for me, I don't see it, you know, it's not as offensive to me because it's not aimed at me. I don't live that reality every day, Eric. So it's, you know, when you're asking me a question like that, I don't know if I'm the guy to answer it, Eric.
Yeah, you know, the sports context is different, Evan. It's different because in that context, you have names like bears, lions, tigers, cardinals, cubs, all animals. And context matters. And within that context, you have neighboring names like Indians and Chiefs. So when you put all that together within that specific context, it sort of it hints at a characterization of Indigenous people as animals. That in part is an issue as well. When it comes to motorcycles, I don't know enough about it, but I suspect that the context there is different. Context, meaning, and semantics, they're all important. That's why I say there's no absolute here. Mm-hmm. Anybody looking for an absolute is being lazy. Case by case.
Evan, please give me a break. Why don't we just change the name of the Toronto Blue Jays or the St. Louis Cardinals as to not offend the birds? Can you respond to that? That is so different. That comment to me makes no sense, Eric.
I don't know to the extent that that type of comment really should invite a response because there's not a lot of thought that goes into it. It's simply a dismissive emotional reaction by someone who I suspect would probably know better if they did their due diligence. You know, when I often look at these issues, it kind of boils down to a very simple question. You ask yourself this when it comes to examining whether you should continue to use a team name or not. If I was starting this team today, would I adopt that name? So if Edmonton got a CFL team today, would they be able to adopt the name Eskimos without opposition? I think the answer is plainly no. People understand that. Look beyond your emotions if you are of the view these names shouldn't change and practice some level of empathy. This is what this global reckoning or revolution is about. It's about trying to sustain a heightened sense of empathy, to put yourself in the shoes of others and say, okay, I hear you now. I hear you and I'm willing to change.
What, just real quick, what names you reckon will not see the light of day?
The Washington name is gone. Before the NFL season, Cleveland, the Indians name for Cleveland, that one's gone. The Eskimos name, it should be gone. I guess we'll see. And that sort of, to me, those are the three main ones. And then the rest
Atlanta
follow
Braves,
along.
The Atlanta Braves, Chicago Blackhawks, that's on the...
The Chiefs, maybe. I think the use of the headdress is going to be gone with fans. The tomahawk chop for the Braves is going to be gone. The Blackhawks, that falls somewhere in the middle. I guess we will see. Should it change? Yes. Will it change? My sense is no. Hockey has a different culture.
All right. Eric Macromella, thanks for joining us. Really great to have you on the program. I appreciate your views on this. Thank you so much.
Evan, I just want to congratulate you, man, on the question period and your success. That show is great. You are an amazing presence on television, and I wish you continued success, man. Take care.
I told you were nice. Why are you arguing with me? Look at you. Now you've suddenly become so nice. Eric Macromella, love having you on the show, my friend. You're the best.